my mom's again. I love her so much. Shouts outs to Mr. P forever. Shouts outs to Double B forever. Till next time. Shouts outs to all. My name is Farco. And I am now saying the toilet is now flush.
Better. straight from the Mission District. This is Radio Valencia in San Francisco. This is Drop the Charges Show. I'm Mark. I'm here every Friday from 12 until 2, playing a soul and blues mix. We just heard Gladys Knight, classic hit, pretty early Gladys Knight, A Letter Full of Tears. And before that, we heard Close for the Season by Betty Swan. Anyway, all right. Good to be playing some music on a Friday. Let's get back to playing some music.
Why don't you come? Why don't you come? Why don't you come?
Let me take you to the village of love. Let me hold you tight.
Father, the Pearlettes doing Duchess of Earl. Before that, I Love You, the Volumes on Chex Records. And before that, on Fortune Records out of Detroit, Nathaniel Mayer and the Village of Love. I'm Mark. I'm here every Friday from 12 until 2 playing that soul and blues mix. Any questions or comments, I can be reached at bluesman200@yahoo.com. Thank you for tuning in. I truly appreciate it.
Give me
Toussaint McCall, Nothing Takes the Place of You. I first heard it off from that John Waters movie, The Hairspray, and I mean, like I don't know, I'm not a huge John Waters fan, but this is his soundtrack for Hairspray was just great. I mean, like Toussaint McCall, Nothing Takes the Place of You. Before that, we heard Lowrider Classic, Laughing Boy, Mary Wells. Before that, Barbara Green, Young Boy, a 13-year-old Barbara Green. And Before that, Oh No, Not My Baby, Maxine Brown. And before that, big hit for the Orlans, Don't Hang Up. Look, I'm Mark. I'm here every Friday from 12 to 2. If you'd like the show, tell your friends and try and spread the word. All right, let's play.
Wondering how I made it and how long it's gonna last. Success has come to lots of them. Failure is always there. Time waits for no one. And I wish I wish someone would care. And all of your trials. Smiles, smiles, hide a lot of things. The good, the bad, the hurt, all of this goes too. And I wish. Yes, baby. Sit down and think about yourselves. In all of my travels from town to town, city to city and country to country, I've had the opportunity to talk to a lot of ladies. And I've discovered that we women do have a lot in common. We worry about the same things, men and money. And we've also discovered that a man is a hell of a thing. I think I'll say that again. A man is a hell of a thing. Oh, but we women are a hell of a thing, too. Anything you men can do, we manage to do it better. You know, as kids, we all have our aspirations. You know, the things we want to do when we grow up. The little boys having one-track minds, you know. But little girls are a little bit different. We wanted to grow up to be stewardesses, nurses, doctors, lawyers, and mothers. Not necessarily with children. But that little fella, different story. All he wanted was his first car and his first piece. And he knew if he could get that car, he knows he's gonna get that piece. Yeah, but now that they've gotten older, nothing has changed. But we women call that two-timing. Just remember, fellas, two can play that game. And every time you men two-time, we women can three. Now there are some of you fellas who have to have your Wheaties. You must eat your Cheerios. And you must have your one-a-day vitamin with iron. This is so you can go out in three time. Well, go right ahead, honey, go right ahead. Because every time you men three time, we women can six, and our back don't hurt when we get through. Furthermore, honey, keep one thing in mind. Yours is a non-profit item, and ours is a profit-making item. You know, ladies, I've also discovered that men are avid liars. Furthermore, they do it with a smile on their face. How many times you went out, came home, and your man wasn't there? Sooner or later, here he come, rising with the sun, smiling from ear to ear. And when you ask him, baby, where you been? He look at you grinning and say, oh, I've been out with the boys. I'd sure like to know what those boys look like to put a smile on his face like that. Have our mouths stuck out to the back door. But I found the perfect solution to that problem. The very next time that man does that, you meet him in the door with nothing on. And have your clothes lying on the bed. And just for a wee bit of color, have a rose in your teeth. And when he comes in that door and looks at you standing there with nothing on and those clothes on the bed and that rose in your teeth, he won't know if that man just left or you were just coming in.
guarantee he won't hang out again. But now, ladies, I highly recommend that you do take a course in karate, because he might come in that door and decide to knock that rose out your teeth. But now, I've also discovered something else about them fellas. They don't know what they want. You hear them all sitting down, rapping together, talking about, you know, sports and stuff like that. But you'll hear them always getting around the subject of women. You hear one man not to be outdone, you know. He'll stand up real proud and say, man, I love my women with big legs. Now, honestly, I don't know why, because that's the first thing they throw on each side. Then you get that other fella. He's the one that likes his lady with big hips. Now, that makes sense, because if he's a little bit man, he's got to have something to hang on to. Now, you get that other fella. He's the one that likes that lady with long hair, something flowing in the wind, something he can run his fingers through and hope like hell it doesn't come off. Well, I tell you, honey, I don't know about him, because in all these years, other than that I bought, I ain't never had long hair. But I tell you something else, in all these years, I ain't never had a man to ask me for hair yet. Then you get that next fella. He's the one that never got weed. He loves them large, loves to be smothered. You know, you take him and kind of lay him upside his ears, and then you take one and you slap him across the nose with it. They call him the titty man. Well, all I got to say to him is this, girls, those of us who are not so well endowed, don't you dare get upset, because I was told that anything over a mouthful, it's a waste anyhow. The hurt, all of this goes to, and I wish someone would care. I wish someone would care. Don't you think someone should care? Or don't you need someone to care?
My lips, now, babe. Yeah. walk away from me, yeah. Ooh. Baby, 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 I'd rather be blind.
Radio Valencia in San Francisco. We just heard Etta James, classic, I'd Rather Go Blind. Like I hit a wrong button when I'm playing things digitally. It's always a little bit of an adventure, a little smattering of Tell Mama, and I got back to I'd Rather Go Blind. And before that, Soul Queen of New Orleans, Miss Irma Thomas, I Wish Someone Would Care, complete with slightly risque rap in the middle of it. Soul Queen, Irma Thomas. All right, what do we got? We got a little, let's pick up the pace. We got a little bit of Junior Walker lined up.
myself, I ask myself again, so how can I do the thing what's right when I keep on living in sin? Hey, you were wrong. You were wrong.
Shot, Junior Walker on the All-Stars. Before that, we heard You Were Wrong, ZZ Hill on Malika Records out of Mississippi. And before that, we heard Junior Wells, I'm a Roadrunner. All right. Look, I'm Mark. I'm here every Friday from 12 to 2. Any questions or comments, bluesman200@yahoo.com. But any requests, probably better to email me. I mean, we do have a phone here in the studio, but nobody's ever figured out how to answer it. So it's kind of an issue. Anyway. All right, let's get back to a little bit of Bobby Blue Bland.
Out in a bright red candlelight, she took driving a Cadillac. Lovely wife, a beautiful daughter. I lost them all when she called and I answered back. Oh, Yolanda, why you forsake me? Why you just lay my body down?
your seat and get your arms together and your hands together and give me some of that old soul clapping. You didn't have to love me like you did, but you did, but you did.
And I thank you.
You didn't have to squeeze me like you did, but you did, but you did.
And I thank you.
If you took your love somewhere else, I wouldn't know what it meant to be loved to death. You make me feel like I never felt. Kisses so good I have to holler for help. You didn't have to speak like you did, but you did, but you did.
And I thank you.
You didn't have to hold me like you did, but you did, but you did.
And I thank you.
Every day there's something new. You pull out your bag and you'll find to do. You got to try new things too, just so I can keep up with you. You didn't have to shake me like you did, but you did, but you did.
And I thank you.
You didn't have to make me like you did, but you did, but you did.
And I thank you.
You didn't have to love me like you did, but I thank you. Sam and Dave, classic one. Before that, I want to know, Mr.